everyone. This is Derek Alatorre with South Coast AQMD. And we're going to start with introductions on our end.
Wayne Nass, Chief Executive Officer.
Jill Wynott, Chief Operating Officer.
Derek Alatorre, South Coast AQMD.
Susan Nakamura, Planning.
Scott Caso, Compliance.
Amir Deshbach, Engineering and Permitting.
Jason Lowe, Monitoring and Analysis.
Kurt Weiss, the General Counsel.
Thank you very much. So at this time, I just want to remind everyone that if you want to submit comments or questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We'll start off with Legal, and he'll be giving the update.
Thanks, Derek. Last week, the Hearing Board considered an appeal from Aerocraft that challenged the last two curtailments at the facility. In the appeal, Aerocraft challenged the district's monitoring data. The district argued that the Hearing Board lacked the authority to consider this type of appeal. The board agreed with our position and dismissed Aerocraft's appeal. On a related note, there is a hearing this Thursday, day after tomorrow, in the Aerocraft order for abatement in front of the Hearing Board at the district's headquarters building. I believe it starts at 9:30, but we can confirm that and provide information if that's not correct later in this meeting. In that hearing, Aerocraft will be proposing changes to the order for abatement that the district is likely to oppose. Those changes are to delay curtailment by a day when a curtailment has been triggered, requirements to co-locate another sampler, an Aerocraft sampler, and finally for the district to provide Aerocraft with more data when there is a curtailment. Abatement hearing, the Hearing Board proceeding on Thursday, like all other Hearing Board proceedings, will provide an opportunity for the public to testify. That's the end of my report.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Next will be monitoring, Dr. Jason Lowe.
Good evening, everybody. So the report out from monitoring analysis, there was, in the last two-week period, a curtailment of Aerocraft from March 2nd to March 7th. The latest data is available on the website through March 11th. To summarize the results for the last couple weeks, I'll just go through some of the highlights since the data is posted online. We had posted some data relative to near Carlton Forge, specifically site number 2. There was an elevated level of hexavalent chromium on February 21st at the level of 1.47. With regards to the sites near Aerocraft, February 27th had a level of 2.75 nanograms with a downwind level of 1.6 nanograms per cubic meter at site number 7. And this was a value that did initiate the curtailment on March 2nd. And March 2nd, there was results from Aerocraft, site number 8, at 1.13 nanograms. However, at the conclusion of the March 5th sampling date, the three-day average was below 1 nanogram per cubic meter, and that did put them out of curtailment on March 7th. The most recent data, which is just released today, indicated that on March 11th, there was a value of 4.08 nanograms per cubic meter with a downwind concentration of 1.66 at site number 7, and also nearby Aerocraft site number 9 was 1.17 nanograms per cubic meter. With regards to Aniplex, specifically we're looking at sites 13, 14, and 15. The three sample averages for this time period were all below 1 nanogram per cubic meter. However, there was some elevated readings for March 2nd, and the readings were 1.74, 1.83, and 1.73. On the March 11th sampling date for site number 13 near Aniplex was 1.12. We also conducted some off schedule sampling. As you recall, we do a sampling on a set schedule every 3 days. We do occasional off-schedule sampling at a select number of our sites. So at the site near Aircraft, site number 8, for March 1st was 1.04. And for the site near Aniplex, site number 15 was 0.79. So now I'd like to focus on some of the highlights for the area in southern Paramount. And this is where Weber, Matco, and Press forges are located. On February 27th, there were some elevated readings at the site near Promise Hospital at 2.26 nanograms per cubic meter. And over near Matco and Press and Weber, we saw levels of 2.03 and 3.64 at sites number 23 and 26 respectively. On March 5th, in the area near Promise Hospital, we saw an elevated reading of 1.6 nanograms per cubic meter. Now looking at the school results for the last couple weeks, the levels were pretty typical of what we'd expect, with exception to a value on February 27th, we saw that the sample over at Mokler was at 0.82 nanograms per cubic meter. And this was the same day that there were some elevated readings in the southern Paramount area. We are coordinating with the California Air Resources Board to move some of the monitors at the new schools, specifically Los Cerritos, Roosevelt, Tanner, and one sampler to accommodate Paramount Park and Paramount High School West. There was a slight delay. We were scheduled to do it last week, but we have to go through final approvals, and they'll get deployed soon. We still, once those samplers are moved, we still will continue to monitor at Gaines and Mokler. And then today is the sampling day. And that concludes my report.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lowe. Kurt Weiss has an update.
Yeah, and I wanted to make a correction. First, the hearing involving Aircraft on the 16th is at 9 o'clock in the hearing board meeting room. And then secondly, Aniplex has a hearing scheduled for the 22nd, also at 9 o'clock. And there the board will also consider potential modifications to the Aniplex abatement order.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Next, we'll have an update from enforcement, and that'll be Scott Queso.
Thank you. Last Friday, compliance staff led multi-agency inspections of Matco, Weber Metals, Pacific Forge, and California Air Conveyance. This was done to identify potential sources of the elevated hexavalent chrome emissions observed in southern Paramount. AKMD was joined by personnel from CUPA, DTSC, the City of Paramount, LA County Department of Public Health, and CARB. These investigations are currently ongoing. That ends my report.
Just want to clarify, I believe you said Pacific Forge, it's Press Forge.
Excuse me.
Press Forge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on, there may be a problem with the phone.
Uh-oh.
No, we still have everybody. Sam, can you still hear us?
Yes, I can. There.
Okay, we just got to note that the phone was, a call was dropped, but okay, we'll move forward. Next, we'll do an update with Susan Nakamura from Planning and Rules.
Hi, this is Susan Nakamura. So we have our Rule 1402, which implements a program called AB 2588, the Hotspots Program. And under that program, both Aniplex and Aircraft have been identified as potentially high-emitting facilities. And under that program, both facilities are required to submit an early risk reduction plan. I want to just update you that they have submitted their early risk reduction plans. Staff is reviewing those plans and expects to have feedback to them in the next 2 to 3 weeks. That concludes my report.
Thank you very much, Susan. Next will be Amir Dutchbox, and he'll give an update on permitting.
Good evening. Last week, engineering staff participated in the interagency inspections that was done and assisted the compliance staff that we had. Engineering staff is also going to assist the planning staff in reviewing the AB 2588 risk reduction plans that were submitted by Anaplex and Aerocraft.
Thank you very much, Samir. Next, we'll have an update from media. Sam, do you have any updates?
Thank you, Derek. No, there's been no new media activity in the last week.
Thank you very much. As far as community outreach, there is no updates at this time. So what we'd like to do is get any emails, any questions you have via email. Again, if you have a question, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Again, if you have any questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Not seeing any questions. Again, if you want to submit a question, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Cynthia Nelson, you have a question. The question is, question is, what will Aerocraft/Interplex hearings entail? Are these companies asking for more lenient rules? We're going to wait for...
So this is Wayne Nastri. Unfortunately, our general counsel wasn't feeling well and had to step out. But as he described during his overview, the companies are asking for changes to the orders of abatement that would allow them to gather more information prior to an issue of curtailment. They're also looking at perhaps changing the time frame in which they would have to go into curtailment. And what we will do is we'll provide you with further information in a separate email.
Okay, we're here. If you have any questions, please submit to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Okay, well, thank you very much. It appears that there's no other questions. If you like to still submit them, you can submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.